Bros. Football. Bros.
Touchdown!
Hello, it's football season.
Fantasy football.
Give me a hell yeah!
This is fantasy.
Can white guys use the term fam?
What is going on, fam? We're back. We've got some unfortunate news with six teams off this week. The first time. Some have called it a bi-pocalypse, but I think John Salas can do one better. Speaking of, here's my man. What's going on, John Salas?
Hello, Mr. Hardy. So I have to say one thing real quick. I just ate Chipotle, so now we were on the test to see whose stomach is better, mine or AJ Brown's. And we're about 10 minutes into digesting the food, and all I can say, I think my digestive system has AJ Brown's digestive system beat so far.
I'm sorry, Chipotle, but Chipotle got me.
Coming in hot. That's right. AJ Brown was sick all last week leading into Monday Night Football. Was a game time decision. I think by default, based on the last year and a half or so, you assume sickness. Oh my gosh, it's COVID. No, turns out it was food poisoning. But I blame AJ Brown, John, because who's a guy living in Nashville, Tennessee, that goes to Chipotle and tries the new brisket? Did you have the brisket, John?
I didn't. So I think that's where we may be a little different. I got the steak. So we'll find out here in a little bit. If I do go MIA, though, you know where I'm at.
I just make sure we had enough toilet paper for him.
AJ Brown was back. Thank goodness. Your stomach is here to stay, it sounds like. But I mentioned it coming in. The first time in NFL history, I believe six teams are all off at once. And John Salas, I feel like you've got to channel a little Justin Timberlake right now.
You know what, Alex? You're right. So hold on one second. It ain't no lie. I hate this bye.
Buffalo Bills.
Bye, bye, bye.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bye, bye, bye.
Dallas Cowboys.
Bye, bye, bye.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Bye, bye, bye.
Minnesota Vikings.
Bye, bye, bye.
And the Jaguars.
And baby, it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
Oh, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, Kirk Cousins are quarterbacks that are off this week. If you're in a one quarterback league and you're kind of rifling through the waivers right now, I'm sure you may have the likes of Ryan Tannehill or Derek Carr gracing your rosters now. Any players you want to either throw in for consideration or anyone you want to mention you want to avoid, John?
I'm just got to bring this up real quick with bye weeks coming up. These big Deshaun Watson rumors have me curious. So if you really want to take that risk and stash him, there's a chance he may play, he may not. That's on you, but that's the only quarterback I'm looking out for right now, knowing this move can possibly happen.
This isn't about you, John. This is just about pouring cold water on this Deshaun Watson story. He could be traded, great, but the NFL still hasn't done any disciplinary action to him. We're still waiting on the legal proceedings to take care of themselves. I'm not really in the mood to get into that, but I'm saying conservatively, Deshaun Watson doesn't play at all for this year, and he's suspended six games for the start of 2022.
All right, I have some consideration for players I'm cooling off on. Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, Jared Goff, Panthers offense, we'll get into a little bit right now.
Hold on. You were in on Jared Goff?
D-Town. Oh, Detroit.
I mean, the Lions were having these second half comebacks, and I'll make an argument for DeAndre Swift because of the work Jared Goff has done, but he's not a real fantasy commodity. You have to admit, John, if you're in a super flex league, somebody's going to have Jared Goff on their roster.
True. Two quarterbacks, depending how big the league is, he's probably sitting there for somebody, but better not be playing him this week, I'll tell you that.
Well, I guess in that case, I'll make an argument to say that because Matt Rhule wants to run the ball about 30 to 35 times a week, Chuba Hubbard looks pretty sweet right now, but Sam Darnold, of course, on the short end of that stick. And Daniel Jones, the Giants are going nowhere. The injuries are mounting still. Kenny Golladay is MIA. Kadarius Toney, not looking like he'll suit up, but not going to go on IR either. So just too many question marks for me.
I'll tell you where there's not a question mark with those New York Giants. fire up Sterling Shepard. Who else is he throwing the ball to? That's all I got to say. If you got him, get him. If he's there in the waivers, get him.
The Giants are one of those teams that nobody wants to talk about. I've got three players for three teams that nobody ever wants to talk about.
I've got two tickets to paradise. Pack your bags, we're leaving day after tomorrow.
We'll start with the Detroit Lions with your man, Jared Goff. If you have DeAndre Swift, you should pat yourself on the back. Here's a guy that's in full PPR leagues, leading the NFL in yards after catch for running backs, and is the third most targeted running back. The Detroit Lions are only getting worse. And in garbage time, DeAndre Swift is going to be like the next Blake Bortles, baby. Just getting those points when it really doesn't matter. The Jaguars are off this week, but James Robinson is on. 86% of the snaps for the Jaguars snaps while they were in London. Carlos Hyde isn't seeing the field anymore. It's amazing that after last year, he had to prove himself to a second coaching staff, but Urban Meyer finally seeing the light. And with the New York Jets, I have optimism for Elijah Moore. If you can stash him, if you're in keeper leagues, Robert Saleh this week said that he needs to, quote, get the best players on the field, and he's one of them. Elijah Moore hoping to move back into the slot. I know Jamison Crowder is still there, but we'll hold our breath. And Elijah Moore is somebody who I'm hoping to add on the end of my bench. Nowhere near starting caliber, though.
I was going to say, I mean, Robert Saleh says he wants to get the best players on the field, but you need the best player to be throwing it to him. And can you trust Zach Wilson doing that? I can't. Look what Bill and the Patriots did to him in week two of the season. That's who they get this week. Unless you're Michael Carter, I don't think I'm touching a Jet. But that's also risky, too, unless you really need to play Michael Carter.
Yeah, that's fair. The Patriots' defense was just horrible. The Jets' offense is not the Cowboys' offense, but I'd like to be able to see how a new-look offense performs, and I don't know. Can't get any worse from here, right?
The New York Jets. It's a disgrace!
Well, we hit our quota. No more talking about these teams that nobody wants to talk about. Otherwise, we sound like guys who want to talk about them. There are some very sketchy running back situations, John Salas, whether it be by injury or COVID or both in certain cases. Do you have any backfields across the NFL where you have question marks coming into week seven?
100%. And the biggest one for me is going over up in the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Seahawks. Alex Collins came in and took over beautifully for Chris Carson. Now, we don't know that situation, so he may be gone forever. But anyway, Alex Collins comes out in week six and rushes for 101 yards and gets a touchdown. But, and there's always a damn but.
Always a but.
He gets hurt. Hurts his hip, gets taken out of the game. As of right now, Pete Carroll says that there's hope he can play. But guess what? Rashad Penny is going to be activated off the IR before their game Monday night. And now that makes it even more tough because you have Alex Collins, who's going to probably be a game time decision. So do you want to sit and wait and roll with him Monday night? Or it's going to be Rashad Penny. And this is where I'm torn because Alex Collins isn't going to be able to play until after everyone else has played. So
right.
It's a big risk you're going to have to take, but someone who owns Alex Collins, I'm probably going to take that risk.
Totally fair. I have the same type of question in regards to Antonio Gibson, who, of course, was battling that shin injury, and it might be a good opportunity to utilize J.D. McKissic. But that being said, the question mark starts with, do you put in one of those Browns running backs, and we're going to get to Thursday Night Football, do you put them in for tonight's matchup against the Broncos, not knowing the injury status? But on the other end, John, it makes it a lot harder when there are zero options when it comes to Monday Night Football if Alex Collins doesn't suit up. It's something we won't know until probably Friday, Saturday, even Sunday. You know, the Seahawks reporters are going to bless us on the timelines because everybody else will be focused on the in-game action for Sundays. The Chicago Bears, John, Damian Williams, somebody coming off of the COVID list, hopefully, but Khalil Herbert commanding the rushing totals in the last 2 weeks for the Chicago Bears offense. I'm not sure what you're thinking in that situation as well.
So I love Damian Williams, and I personally think he's going to get the job back, or they're going to go straight 50-50. Who knows with Matt Nagy and that Bears offense? But if you have both, if you have one or the other, I think you're safe either way. But like you mentioned, really? We're hoping that Williams can get off the COVID list. But as of now, there's been no update, no positive word for him going forward. So Khalil Herbert's going to be a play. But here's what worries me. You got Tampa Bay this weekend. Right. So do you really want to fire up Khalil Herbert or Damian Williams? I don't think so. But we have six bye-bye-byes this week. So that's a Dalvin Cook gone. That's a Zeke gone. That's a, Austin can't believe Eckler. I'm going to say this, a Zach Moss or a Devin Singletary, Austin Eckler. So there's a good shot that Alex Collins or Rashad Penny from Seattle or a Damian Williams, Khalil Herbert from Chicago, they may be sneaking in your lineup, and you mentioned it, and I know Keith is going to talk about it later, but D'Ernest Johnson kind of looks appealing if you're in this situation for Thursday night.
I smell a prop bet coming out, John, and I think we're going to get to Thursday night right about now, but first we have to figure out, hey, wait a minute, where is Keith Arizeri right now?
I don't know. This dude, he is the worst. Let me tell you. One, he thinks he can just sneak up on me in the last minute in fantasy and beat me.
Uh-oh.
And then he decides that he doesn't have to show up for this. He can just be wherever he is. I just don't like it. I don't like it.
He's talented enough. I'll take him any chance that we get. And surprisingly enough, he's been more into this theme for fantasy than you've even known. Keith Arizeri joining us while rehearsing the dance moves, bye, bye, bye.
Oh, okay. So Theater Keith, let's see what you got.
Hey, hey. No, guys, come on. That ain't going to cut it. Y'all got to be together on this, all right? It's like this. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Yeah? Then the hands, bye, bye, bye.
Gentlemen, we have reached week 7, Thursday Night Football. And as I do each week, I'll give you my DraftKings lineup. Went back and forth on a few, but especially we're on a week where John Salas is obviously very excited. His Rams against his former guy, Jared Goff. So let's talk about Case Keenum. I'm not going to even bother trying to, you know, hide the lead. Your captain is going to be Case Keenum, 14,100. He knows the Stefanski offense. I can crunch numbers for you. I can go back to 2017. Give you over 3,500 passing yards, give you 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Someone needs to be my captain. Let me go with the quarterback. Now let's fill out our roster. Melvin Gordon, going to get his chance. We've seen this dude play about 50 to 55% of the offensive snaps. We're seeing him get 11 to 12 touches per game. We're seeing him average about 14 touches, 75 yards in totality. He's got a couple of touchdowns on the ground. I like Melvin. I like the fact that he's starting to look a little bit more like the old Melvin Gordon. Where else am I going flex-wise? Let's go Jarvis Landry. I'm going to go under the assumption he's healthy and plays, becomes maybe a security blanket a little bit. I could see him getting 8 to 10 targets. Donovan Peoples-Jones, good option, has caught 13 to 15 targets, 2 touchdowns last 2 weeks, 11 targets, 9 catches, 171 yards, 2 touchdowns. And oh, by the way, last week had 26 PPR points. And where else do I go to round out this lineup? Give me D'Ernest Johnson. Yes. One game in 2020 where he had 13 carries, ended up going for close to 100 yards. I do think we're going to see a little bit of a share with him and Felton. I think that Felton gets more of the pass game. Johnson becomes more of the running back. But I'm going to roll with D'Ernest Johnson in this lineup.
Well, John, we've been so excited to talk about Thursday.
Unfortunately, Baker Mayfield unable to play Thursday night. But no fear, big game Case Keenum is stepping in. And let's be real, you can laugh at me all you want, but we cannot act like that 2017 wasn't just yesterday when Case Keenum led the Minnesota Vikings to a 13-3 record. And remember that miraculous throw to Stephon Diggs that knocked the Saints out of the playoffs? I didn't forget.
That was like 8 years ago.
People don't forget.
There's a reason why Big Game Case Keenum has been on three or four different teams since 2016, because he's the best quarterback available. Now, apply that to fantasy. If you have a quarterback on a bye, go all in on Case Keenum. Forget any other quarterback. Don't listen to anybody that says don't do it. Listen to me. I have seen Big Game Case in person. He is the best quarterback available in fantasy. And here is a bold prediction. He throws for 3 touchdowns, at least 250 yards, and he will also be in the top 5 fantasy scoring quarterbacks this week. My brothers and sisters, bank on it now and thank me next week. You're welcome.
John, I think Dimitri Felton is going to score more fantasy points than D'Ernest Johnson on Thursday. Even if it doesn't happen, I'm still saying Dimitri Felton is the running back to own for the Browns long term.
Yeah, like that's cute and all because, you know, PPR, he's the pass catching back. He's going to be the Kareem Hunt. But if D'Ernest Johnson is going to be the Nick Chubb of the two, I'm all in on D'Ernest Johnson. Still going to get your yards, still going to get your touchdowns, and he's going to outperform Felton in fantasy points. And the balding beauty will be on top when it comes to our Browns running backs.
And it seems like, Keith Arizeri, we got to have you back because we need somebody to settle which Browns running back to go with.
Guys, and if you can read between the lines, if I'm choosing between Johnson and Felton, I'm going to go with the guy that I think is going to be the starter. I think is going to be the lead back. I think can run between the tackles. I think can fill the Nick Chubb role. So give me Johnson over Felton by just a hair.
We've got Browns. We've got Broncos. We've got balding beauties. For John Salas, I'm Alex Hardy. We'll be back with you next week, recapping, hopefully, less bye weeks to worry about, but more importantly, another tally in the win column for you and your fantasy teams. I'm Alex Hardy, and this is Fantasy Football. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Bag coming back in. Oh, it's a new day.